Happy is just a kick in the balls waiting to happen, and so is Marvel TV Weekly, which starts now!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV! And now, let the buzz begin!
Yes, much to the chagrin of Michael Shirley, I didn't get to see The Gifted tonight, so I was not able to isolate a favorite quote from The Gifted. But don't worry, I'll have many next week.
I was going to say, I think we might. We'll tell you one.
Maybe. Okay, you tell us one. Yeah. I'm Christian Blatt, at Christian DMZ. And to those watching on YouTube, to my left, your right, Carrie Lane.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane, K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
And the aforementioned Michael Shirley, where can people find you?
Yeah, that's me. Oh, my mic works. Okay. You can find me.
It could go at any time.
Yeah, they're mad at me because I said I didn't like Tobey Maguire, so they said they were going to cut my mic.
I don't think that was the problem. I think you were saying...
You were spreading falsehoods.
That you don't like at Tony B. Dead, D-E-D, in the booth.
And yeah, I think that's a good shout-out for him.
Yeah, I thought it was a good way to get him in there.
But yeah, you can find me at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram.
And Erica's back.
Hi.
Yay.
You can find me on all social media at Erica J-A-Y-E Green.
Great. So, we're going to talk about The Punisher, but don't worry, we're not going to talk about it in a super spoilery kind of way. We're going to talk about it more in general terms. Yes, I've watched 11 episodes, but don't be jealous. Five of them I watched today, but, you know, such is life. But we'll talk a little bit about it. But let's talk a little bit about The Gifted, because we were talking about it beforehand. Michael, if you weren't doing this show, would you just flat out not watch it?
I know, every week.
But today you watched like 10 minutes of it. So now you're like most of the way there.
I felt like I got a pass today.
Because I was late?
And because we didn't start it, but someone started the video and it was the wrong episode of The Gifted. And it took us like 10 minutes. And
we're
like,
to realize that you'd watched it already?
Yeah. And we were like,
I walked
this
up,
is
I'm like, wait, this is just
a yeah. It's like, it started with a flashback, the episode we were watching.
Oh, and so you missed the flashback, actually. You were a few minutes late, so I think I was the only one
It was
an
episode from October 9th. That'll tell you how excited I was for it. But
so it didn't keep your interest. But Erica,
they're chomping at the bit.
You were really into it.
Like, it was so good. We're looking over at each other. We're like, oh my goodness.
I was like, it was riveting to me. And they gave
riveting.
Me.
Riveting.
It was. I was sitting here watching it like the whole time.
Because we got all these great reveals of history things
exactly.
That we've wanted to know.
Did
so
you
just
find
like,
some real mutants with Wikipedia pages?
No.
We didn't look them up, no.
Okay, whatever.
It's more reveals that there's certain characters that maybe apparently were mutants, but they didn't know they were.
You
and that
to,
was a cool reveal.
Before, yeah.
I was like, what? So that was great.
Can't get that.
Yeah, comments, except if the mom ends up being a mutant, I'd be okay with it. But it's kind of the wrong side
or
of
you know, or you know, if she ends up dead. If she ends up dead, you know, one way or the other.
His mom is actually his sister.
No. Look, it's, so a line I was thinking
yes.
is the, they have these refugees they're helping. And one of them gets all like surly with the our sister here. Or the I'm like I forget we forget her name
Lauren?
Every week. Lauren, yeah. I'm like every week. Because certain characters they never say their name again, so then you're like one more time.
Well, her I remember mostly because we watch it with the closed captioning on. So
says
that,
Lauren.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's talking to this guy and he's giving her a prom, and so the brother shows up and then defends her and scares the guy off, and he kind of goes. Nobody can talk. You're my sister. I'm like the only one who can talk to you like that. Something essentially in that category of nobody can talk to you that way.
Something like that.
It was just like
so. It was an Andy moment.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Andy's getting.
It
all
sounds like I really missed something good.
No, you did.
It was a funny moment watching. Like it was one of those. It was a good line, but it was wonderfully corny.
Yeah.
Of like, aha.
They do kind of nail those wonderfully corny lines.
Yes.
So, Michael, are you going to catch up and watch this episode before next week's Marvel TV Weekly?
I'm a good host. I will. I will.
And he's going to be like, it's so good. Watch after he watches.
Were there any lines you noticed that you thought were funny?
We can take wagers. While you think about it, we'll take wagers to see how much Michael likes the episode. If anybody's going to say that Michael is going to be won over by this week's episode. Mention it in the chat, and I'll call you a liar.
I'm not going to say it was the best episode, but it definitely moves the story forward. Yes. And that's something I guess we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
So, Michael, you'll appreciate that. You won't love it, but you'll appreciate it. How about that?
We've already got some people in the chat who are concerned with the fact that we're going to talk about The Punisher. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, we're not going to really get in any spoilers. I think there'll be some sort of light spoilers of character interactions and things, but we're not going to talk about major plot points. Again, yes, I've seen 11, but
how many episodes? You're one of the few people.
You've seen 4.
Yeah, okay, I'm on number 5 right now.
Right, and
I'm fresh at the beginning, number 2.
So okay, so yeah,
but
so
we still have initial thoughts.
We can
and
still
feelings.
Talk about it, and we'll take everybody down memory lane, a little backstory on just who is Frank Castle. One thing to talk about before we dive into that is tomorrow night is I don't know actually when Hulu shows go up. Is it going to be up at midnight tonight or sometime tomorrow? But The Runaways starts tomorrow, so we'll be talking about that on next week's show.
I'm excited.
And I won't say who, but I think we're going to have a guest in a couple weeks from The Gifted, so that'll be fun.
From The Gifted?
No, from The Inhumans. I just wanted
Runaways.
To say.
Wait, what? From which show?
Runaways. I just want to keep saying the wrong show.
Oh. Yeah, you said
the
three
once
shows.
I said the wrong show wrong, I was going to continue. Yeah,
he's just enjoying messing with you.
Maybe a little bit. But from The Runaways, we should actually have somebody. But we'll see about that. And anyway, so that starts tomorrow night. And if we have a guest, we'll squeeze them right there in the middle, because look how much room we have for those watching
on
YouTube.
They get the couch all to themselves.
That's true. And then
we move ourselves.
I wish we had a great shot of the couch right now. It's just all everybody's junk on it. And
it's actually not that bad. I've seen it worse.
Yeah, my
I've
stuff
got
fell
my
off the
junk
couch.
Up here.
Yeah, you do. By the way, for our viewers on YouTube, Michael, can you hold up what's around your neck?
Yeah, I've got my Punisher
so
necklace.
Little Frank Castle.
Yeah.
That's so
little
cute. Tiny Frank
Was it a keychain and then you put it on necklace, or it came as a necklace?
It's like one of these toggle things
like
that you
charm?
Can put
That's
on
so
anything.
Cool.
Yeah, it's Toki Doki.
Nice.
Oh, it's some good products.
So fashionable.
Mr. O in the chat, believe me, that's a couple of O's and some U's, wants to know, yes, Runaways is indeed on Hulu. So sometime tomorrow on Hulu, except I think Canadians have to find it somewhere else. In fact, Star Drew is why I mentioned that, because he'll have to watch it on some channel on Wednesday. Anyway, let's, before we do a little walk through the park of the history of Frank Castle, let's talk a little bit about... it's just some overall thoughts, regardless of the number of episodes you've watched. We'll start with Carrie, and I'll go last because maybe you heard I've watched 11. our friend Nate at Dog Like Nate, I say that because I actually forget his last name, but he's at Dog Like Nate, and I did Silicon Valley with him. He is on the official Punisher after show, where I think that they're just doing 2 episodes. The first one, they did episodes 1 through 7, so you can find that on this same channel, the Superhero Fantasy channel on AfterBuzz, and I assume they're going to do the rest of it. Then, I don't know if there's a Runaways after show. If I was a good host, I would have looked into that. Let's just assume there will be.
I think there is.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was just some housekeeping. So, anyway, your thoughts about The Punisher, the character... Carrie, and getting to see him in Daredevil
show.
And now his own show. Just some overall thoughts on him and if you were excited for the show.
I was excited for the show. I like his character. When he was initially cast, I wasn't totally sure because I envisioned the Punisher being a bit more like taller and imposing figure, but I feel this actor is able to convey it enough, and he looks like he could kick enough ass. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll buy it. I'm enjoying the show. I really like actually how much it focuses on veterans. I think that's an interesting topic for them to cover as like a superhero show.
Yeah, and I heard an interview with John Bernthal, who plays the Punisher, Frank Castle. He mentioned that a lot of the extras, like the support group for veterans, those are actual veterans. I don't know about any actors with lines, but I know that they have a lot of veterans on screen, which is great. Yeah.
And the only thing I would say is there are moments, though, where I'd say Frank Castle is extremely stupid. It just makes me very frustrated. I'm like, are you not? I understand you're paranoid, and I understand you're a very cautious person, but I'm just like, oh, he's so dumb. Like, he just doesn't listen enough. Like, there's an interaction with the character later, and that character is essentially like, I've told you this a million times, and you're still not listening. And so when they have their kind of fun swap of interactions, that was very rewarding.
Yeah, sure. And I think that he doesn't trust anybody, including
an understandable
Microchip.
You know?
Yeah. So Yeah, well, I mean, that's a fair assessment.
But it's fun. It's a good show.
Yeah, and I think in terms of other actors who have played the Punisher before on screen, I think John Bernthal, to me, looks the most like someone who actually had been a Marine at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say that Dolph Lundgren, I never felt like was a Marine. Maybe Thomas Jane, and I actually forget the name of the guy from Punisher Warzone because... Yikes. But anyway, what are your thoughts, Michael? Obviously, you have some jewelry, so you must have some kind of fondness for the character.
Yeah. I'm not negative. I just...
Just on the Gifted. The
Gifted's a little... I don't know.
The Punisher.
The Punisher, yeah, it's super good. It's a little hard to watch at times. Just so gruesome and everything. And it's, I think that's kind of, like, where you see that juxtaposition of, like, the Gifted and, the Punisher.
Or even if you, I mean, if you compare it to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Inhumans, mm-hmm. I mean, it's very different. It's even different.
It's grittier. Yeah.
It's different than, for the most part, than the other. It's
like a higher form of cinema, yeah. I feel like. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he does such a great job. And you know how I love Thomas Jane.
I do know how much you love Thomas Jane.
Because I wouldn't see the sequels because... I hate when they change casting, but...
And that's how we got to talking about Tobey Maguire before the show started, because you've never
seen
it.
Yeah, I still don't think my mic's up very high.
Like, you still haven't seen the Andrew Garfield
get
movies.
Get really close to it. I don't know. But yeah. He's great. I want to see him. Well, I'm only on episode 4, but I want to see him, like, in a suit with, like, a ton of guns, like, on his waist, on his hip, in his hands. I want to see him just, like, tricked out.
I can't say that I know one way or the other whether or not you'll see anything like that.
Your big old skull, too.
I really... You know, that was actually
very disappointing. Well, he did something with his vest, and I was like, what?
You know, that's, like, in the first episode, so I feel like it's okay to mention. It's actually the first couple minutes. All of a sudden,
I was so bummed.
You're like, hey, no, he's the Punisher. I want to see that skull.
And, or even at least keep the vest for safety.
Yeah.
Being shot at.
Well, I think he'll make another one.
You know, maybe. I don't know.
Didn't seem very hard to make.
No, but I mean...
He's got 11. I'm unless sure, he's hiding.
I'm sure he has some other Kevlar items that he can wear that's bulletproof. I think he'll be all right. You were saying, though, before we started, there was something about the actor, John Bernthal, that makes it hard for you to buy him as the Punisher. Because it's funny to me.
I don't think I should say that.
Well, here's what I'll say to you. It made me think of something that he says in interviews. And when he was originally trying to be an actor, long before he was trying to be the Punisher, he would actually have casting directors say something about his nose. And it's just like, no, you can't. We're not going to cast you because you look like... He was made very self-conscious about it. So he did a lot of stuff on the stage beforehand. But that doesn't have anything to do with anything you said. But,
I said when I stare at his nose, like I can't not just stare at his nose because it's so interesting. Like, it's like very...
And the reason I wanted to bring it up is because it's something he's super self-conscious about.
I think it is handsome and he like pulls it off like in this way. But I said when I stare at his nose, it just makes me want to do a ton of cocaine.
I wasn't going to say that part. And you know, that would somehow get you supporting the drug trade, and then Frank Castle might actually come
enter
after
into
you.
My life.
Yeah, he would just be like, you know, he wouldn't have any sympathy for you.
I'm too old for that.
Yeah, exactly. So, Erica, you're not that far into the show, but you saw him in Daredevil.
Yeah, and I immediately fell in love with the character. First thing, I think his nose brings a lot of character to his face.
Yeah, it's a good nose.
It's good. I'll send him that clip and we'll try to get him on the show.
I think he looks like the Punisher. Like, he just looks really stark and, like, angry. Kind of look. Yeah.
Grit, very manly. Like, has his caveman brow and, like,
Since I'm just beginning it, I'll just tell you what I'm looking forward to see if it's like the.
He doesn't take his clothes off like ever.
I'm not saying
he does.
No, he has his shirt off a number of times. I'm sure he does. Mostly because he's got a lot of wounds that he needs to tend to,
and he has to show them off.
Yeah, the wounds.
Mm-hmm. Well, because someone sees them.
I didn't say that. Yeah, true. I didn't say I want to see him with a shirt off. Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing the layers that he had in Daredevil. Just going beyond just the brutiness and the anger and all the violence and stuff, because that's not. Typically a show I gravitate towards, but I've been very interested in seeing this show, so I'm just interested to see if they grow his character in his own show. See those.
Like, I think that the Netflix model really lends itself to doing a lot of character development, and I'm hesitant to say it's slow, but it's very deliberately paced, especially in the early episodes.
It doesn't bother me. No, I've heard a couple of people say it's slow, but I haven't noticed it being slow.
Imagine if this were for not even a broadcast network. Imagine if this were for HBO. How much punishing he would have done in the first like three episodes. You know, he would definitely, you know, there'd be a lot more violence early on, you know. And I think
the color of the show, like the cinematography, might make it feel slower, but they're moving around a lot back and forth. It is kind of like duller.
Actually, now that you bring that up, have you guys noticed, so there is kind of an element of surveillance of how they use the camera as the show progresses. There's a lot of like aerial shots, but have you guys noticed how some of the close-ups I feel are just kind of, it's so deliberate that it almost feels uncomfortable to me. Like, certain people just have really, like, super tight close-ups or really tight medium shots. I don't know. Does anybody else notice?
I definitely noticed it's very him, particular. Like, up in his face a lot. But I don't mind it. It kind of shows... I don't know. I feel like he's like a rabid dog, kind of, like, with a bone. Mm-hmm. And he's just, like I said, like a crazy lockjaw.
What? Well, you know, you mentioned lockjaw. That's my magic word. That's all I really need from
it probably lends to the feel of it, but it was just something I noticed, like, these shots are really distinct and particular.
With his interactions with other people.
Yeah, like when he has a conversation.
Talking to him. Yeah, that's probably
maybe that's
how they
it,
feel
for
it.
Sure.
No, I like that about it.
Without getting too specific to what he's talking about, ZSB Lou in the chat talks about there's a reveal of Castle to another character. And it's probably actually an episode that you guys have seen. And it's sort of the perfect way that it just reminds this character just how dangerous he can be and not to be messed with. Let's just say the other character's in a car in the moment when they meet him. Yeah. So,
well, let's be fair. She didn't even know he's alive. That was what the shocker was. It was like, well, shit.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. So, but anyway, we'll talk a little bit more specifics about the show itself probably next week when we'll...
People have had time to watch it. We can get a little more spoiler-friendly.
And unfortunately, you know, there's no new episode of The Gifted next Monday, so I'm sorry, Michael, that you're not going to be able to...
But now you can be caught up on this one.
Yeah, that's true.
I think The Gifted would be, like, one of those great shows I'd, like, hoard up, you know, and, like
just get, binge it?
And binge it, like, before bed when I know I'm going to fall asleep. That's what I've been doing with The Flash, because I, like, want to stay caught up, but I just can't quite
I'm sorry,
care
the
enough.
Who? I'm not familiar with
it. Well, it's not really like a supportive
gesture,
but yeah, like some superhero shows, it's like I want to like them, but I just can't really.
Yeah, I watched two episodes of the Flash TV show and I was like, okay, I get it. I
do
know what's
appreciate
happening.
That they do use superhumans, but like.
I love The Flash.
Yeah. Oh, Tony B. Dead in the booth loves The Flash.
Wrong show.
I know how bad it is, but I love it.
The only other super show, I'm like, not Marvel, but I've caught a little bit of Supergirl, which seemed entertaining. But
it's kind of hard.
I saw a few of those the first season, and, you know, Supergirl is a perfect example of a show where it's like, oh, you know what, maybe there are too many superheroes on TV. I think the casting is actually really well done. I think she's actually really good.
Yeah.
And I know the first season had Calista Flockhart on it as sort of the female Perry White, but, Well, you know, a show like that moves over to the CW, and I'm like, well, I don't know how many...
They spent a lot of money trying to acquire that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they were really pissed off. They couldn't incorporate it into their Arrowverse.
And by the way, Anthony, ZSB Lou in the chat, I love The Flash too, Anthony. And Macintosh Harrington says, Supergirl gets better once it moves off CBS, but you know what? You save all that stuff for DC Movie News and other shows like that. We're here to talk about Marvel
that
shows.
That reminds me of something. I don't know if you guys have seen, but in China, there are all those Justice League posters.
So they're not official, they're not Warner Brothers posters.
But just, they're being put up by the theaters.
Yeah, and they've been photoshopped where the Justice League has killed a bunch of
the Avengers,
Marvel characters. I think Wolverine's on there. Anthony, if you can
it's
look
really
for...
bad Photoshop.
It's a terrible Photoshop.
It is, like Wonder Woman's sword is like hanging out of Wolverine.
It's interesting that somebody would go with that approach because the Justice League isn't even able to murder the box office. Oh! By the way, full disclosure, I saw it on Thursday night because The Punisher wasn't up yet, and I thought it was fun.
That's why you went? Because you couldn't Because
I couldn't watch
The
Punisher
that.
Yet. Yeah, and I watched two episodes as soon as I got home. But anyway, we can look into that at some point. We definitely got, sidetracked a bit. But for those watching on YouTube, here it is. And there's some Chinese up top.
Beware, it is a super graphic photo.
It's very graphic, but it's so bad that I don't feel that worried.
Oh!
So there's Deadpool is impaled on...
They got Chris Hemsworth's head. Yeah. Batman holding Chris
Yeah, and Iron Man slaying all
dismantled.
And then
the shield is over there. Yeah.
Ant-Man's in Superman's hand.
Yeah, Deadpool is just piked. I'm sure he's still alive. He's just hanging there.
And you've got Captain America under Flash's foot, as if the Flash could take Captain America.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway, so that's a little fun with Photoshop. And
that's interesting. They wanted to, wonder what the, pitch meeting for that was of, hey guys, I have a great idea.
I feel like these two comic book companies have made peace with each other, except when it comes to movies.
Yeah, but I think very publicly you'll have Geoff Johns on the DC side and Kevin Feige on the Marvel side are always Kevin Feige is I can't wait to see Justice League. Of course, he's never going to watch it, but at least he says the right things, you know? And I think
talked about it on Box Office Breakdown last night.
Yeah.
We had some. Four people on the panel. I have not seen it. The other three, two were review. One hated it. Oh, we have so much hate on that video of sorry people didn't like the movie. Gosh, it's just. And those fans got triggered.
It's all right. It's just not as good as a Marvel movie.
And I was just mentioning to you a Punisher comic book, which is a team up with DC Comics with the Punisher and Batman and Microchips that one. And. That he is almost beaten by Robin at a hacking duel.
Yeah.
I want to see that. Read that.
I want to get that one. I love Robin.
I've read a Batman Ninja Turtles team up.
Ooh.
And Green Lantern Star Trek team up. So
what brand is Ninja Turtles?
Good question. Don't actually know.
I would be surprised if somebody hasn't bought them out.
Anyway, so let's talk about the Punisher now. Because, I think people know a little bit about the character. Maybe people watching our show right now only really saw him in Daredevil. Mm-hmm. Is that the case for you, Erica?
Had you
not seen Punisher Warzone?
I saw the movie with Jane in it.
Thomas Jane.
Yeah, with Thomas Jane in it a while ago. With
AKA Michael's favorite movie of 2004.
Yeah. I like that movie.
Yeah, no, I like that.
I thought it was good. Yeah,
but I thought it was a lot of...
And it took inspiration from a very specific Punisher story, sort of with the roommates in the apartment and all that. I actually thought that movie was pretty good. Anyway, so Frank Castle, the Punisher, we first get to meet him in February 1974. He appears in The Amazing Spider-Man number 129, which if you take a look at the image here
iconic
on YouTube,
cover.
It's a great cover that has been, paid homage is one way to say it, but also ripped off many times. And it's sort of a very cool thing. I mean, he's basically, at that point when you meet him, he's an assassin for hire. And he's been led to believe that basically Spider-Man is a petty thief by a bad guy named the Jackal. And it doesn't take him long to realize, oh, no, Spider-Man's a good guy. I don't kill good guys. But it's such a significant thing because 1974 in comic books, the idea that, we're going to introduce basically a Dirty Harry character was pretty groundbreaking and revolutionary. And, I mean... It's part of a pretty amazing run of The Amazing Spider-Man, no pun intended, believe me. Because that's number 129. In number 121, the Green Goblin kills Gwen Stacy, spoiler alert, from 42 years ago. Anyway, and so then there's just sort of some crazy stories that happen around that time. The Green Goblin dies, and then you get to meet the Punisher. So it's not the golden age of comics, but these are all before my time, but I read them later. And so it's great. And bringing a character like the Punisher to life was great because you didn't really get to know that much about him. But later on, you find out his backstory, which is fairly well, it's fairly consistent with later incarnations of him. I mean, obviously, at that point, he was a Vietnam vet and he gets his discharge, comes home. Goes out on a lovely family picnic in Central Park, and there just happens to be some some mafia murders right there in the park, and he and his family are close enough to see it. So a crime family wipes out his family, the Castle family, the Costa crime family. So that's his drive, is organized crime and the drug trade and things like that. So it's definitely much more updated now for the new series. Obviously, he would be way too old if he had served in Vietnam, so it's Afghanistan. And the backstory, I think, is a little bit more consistent with the sort of, you know, cover-ups and government dealings and, you know, honestly, nation building across the seas. It's a much more modern tale because we've had a lot of, like, you know, guy takes on organized crime movies. Mm-hmm. So I think it's good to update the character in this way. I think he really caught on, at least for me, in the mid-80s is when he first got his own limited series. Before that, he would interact a lot with Spider-Man and Daredevil. And that's why I was very excited to see him in the Daredevil TV series.
So in the Spider-Man cartoon?
Yes. We have a still
you love that Spider-Man cartoon.
I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Look, that was part of my childhood.
Spider-Man cartoon. And there we go. Thank you. In the booth, Anthony. At Tony B. D-E-D. Tony B. Dead. That's how I think a lot of people know him, is from that. And obviously, you know, the guy who is a relentless murderer. Well, you don't really get to be the Punisher on Saturday morning TV, but, you know, it's still cool that they had him. It's like how Wolverine uses his claws when there's, like, robots around, basically. The rest of the time, he's like, well, I'm just going to, like, punch and jump and knock things over. But, you know, I guess it's probably better that it's not so violent for the kids. the Punisher has, I believe, had his own ongoing series, multiple series, since 1987. And for those looking on YouTube right now, that's what we're seeing right there, is the first issue of the Punisher's regular series. And so that's how I was familiar with him, was when the miniseries started in the mid-80s. There was a lot of buzz about it, and I don't know that I had seen much of him. But by the time that we got the fine piece of cinema in 1989 mm-hmm. that was Dolph Lundgren's Punisher, which we mentioned in the past, not that long ago, actually, on this show. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things wrong with it, but I was 13 when I saw it. So
was it cool as a 13-year-old?
It was pretty cool. It was like, I didn't like him as the Punisher because he didn't sound anything, you know, he's an Italian guy from Brooklyn, you know, and yet mm-hmm. Dolph Lundgren, he didn't have a great dialect coach. Because he would just speak very deliberately. He's like, I told you to meet me half an hour ago. And that's exactly how it sounds in the movie. It takes him that long to say it. So the movie would probably be 20 minutes shorter if they had cast a good Italian boy to play Frank Castle. And it's not good, but in the way that I think everybody should see it, to maybe really appreciate where the character went later. And the next Punisher movie we got, Michael, why don't you talk about why you like this movie so much? Because you just like, do you think Thomas Jane does a good job?
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job. I'd never seen the Dolph Lundgren version. I actually just saw him in a TV show recently.
Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah.
What was he on?
I hate to say it.
Oh, you got to say Project Runway?
Stop it. Green Arrow.
Oh, that show, I believe, is just called Arrow, isn't it?
Oh, whatever. Well, that shows you how much I know.
Record it and watch it. I don't know what it's called.
Yes. Well, I always thought it should be called Green Arrow. But
well, it should be, but they were trying to be like, no, we're going to be cooler than that. We're going to just call it Arrow. So who does he play on Arrow?
Well,
he's going to play old anything at this point. I mean, you know, now he would be old He-Man if he did another He-Man movie.
He was playing, like, some old mentor of Oliver Queen's that he knew, like, when he was on that island or whatever.
Oliver Queen's an interesting character because he's basically the same character that Bruce Wayne and Tony Stark and Danny Rand, they're all basically the same guy. And they all go somewhere mystic to train, and then they come back.
That's what white people do.
Exactly. Yeah. We're the worst.
You go to some exotic quote-unquote land to
look,
learn.
Look, I'm not going to be able to learn Kung Fu in the valley. I'm going to have to go to Kunlun if I want to learn it.
I do want
to
say something on that. Speaking on The Gifted, I do like that they picked the Asian girl to have martial arts skills. I'm like,
So there's Blink, a character. Does Blink have martial arts
skills?
They
get like a refugee, and she has super speed and has kind of more martial arts fighting style. Like
you missed it today.
Is it racist that I thought Blink might have martial arts skills? My wife's Chinese.
Well, she's
Chinese,
kind
if that
of
helps.
The only Asian character so far on the show.
So far, yeah.
But this character, I was kind of like, I mean, I'm glad for representation of other ethnicities, but it just feels cliche to make the Asian character have, like, more martial arts
style. They were
style.
Calling her, like, Lady Vicious, too. Like, yeah. That's kind of, like...
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of like that name. That's like a glorious ladies of wrestling name. Like, Lady Vicious.
Well, still, it's a little... It's got over or undertone, like, racism.
Yeah.
But you know what, anyway, what I don't know if anybody else noticed while watching, but that was my first thought when they, like, showed what she could do. I mean, I loved how she could...
Because she do math too.
I don't know. They didn't get to that yet. They haven't talked to her. Oh, yeah. Anyway,
they haven't even probably even tried.
They did later.
Speaks another language.
There's a thing. Oh.
See, I really missed out by being late. Not watching.
Rain this back in.
I'm just enjoying. See, I got distracted because I was trying to see what's going on.
Let's watch what happens.
So, real quick, fun fact.
Fun fact.
For Thomas Jane's The Punisher.
Yeah.
I actually met Thomas Jane.
Oh my God.
At the first ever.
Stop it.
At the first ever Long Beach Comic Con back in 2009,
I
believe.
That's awesome.
You know, he's also really excited because he met Cyborg a few weeks ago.
Oh, because Cyborg was on DC Movie News.
Oh, yeah, Ray Fisher.
Yeah.
That was great.
You're such a fanboy. Do you have an autograph book?
No, I just like meeting people who are in big movies.
Do you like post those pictures on Instagram? It's like, this is me and Dolph
it's
Lundgren.
It's interesting that it was that Long Beach Comic Con because my friend and his wife were at that Comic Con doing some cosplay. His wife was dressed up as the White Queen. I've seen the picture. She pulled it off very nicely and definitely got the attention of Thomas Jane. And my friend thought that he wanted to like hang out with them after, and then his wife was like, no, that's not what he's trying to do. He's trying to hang out with my friend's wife. So that doesn't make me like the movie less, but, you know.
You have those memories.
He told me the story, and I thought it was
fascinating.
It's
a whole new meaning to The Punisher.
Conventions. There's these, have you guys seen the photos online? I don't know how much they circulated because I've seen them at the conventions. There's two girls that are twins, and they'll dress up as a Punisher in a more, like, sexy crop top kind of outfit thing, but they look really cool, and there's two of them.
You're like envisioning
and they're twins,
it.
So you're like, that's
I
it,
did.
Musty?
I just envisioned it.
I would love to see a girl Punisher because I'm loving the girl Wolverine, the X-23. Like, that's
oh,
X-23. Love
and
it.
Yeah, and there's going to be a whole Jean Grey team of almost all.
They just
female
did
super-
that though.
No, they like just started a new ongoing series,
the X-Men Red.
Well, and they always have to bring Jean Grey back from the dead because you know every couple years she has to die, which
oh yeah, here Tony could sorry, could you look that up? Just type in female twins cosplay Punisher and you'll find them.
Yeah, I'm gonna type that in when I go home.
Are you is this a sponsorship?
No, it's just we're talking about Punisher and I was like, hey,
anyway. No, and I think
and it's the popularity of it because they've been cosplaying it for a while.
To sort of talk about in terms of the popularity of the character is the iconic that iconic skull. Sorry, I'm distracted by these twins. The skull symbol, I mean, it's something you'll see on the backs of like pickup trucks, mm-hmm. but actual soldiers overseas, you know, who are basically on the front lines, they will have that symbol on their helmets or just, you
that's
know,
cool.
And they, yeah, it means a lot to them. And that's something that I think I read in an interview with John Bernthal where he says, like, you take it very seriously because that symbol means a lot to maybe kids who, you know, when they were younger, they watched the Thomas Jane Punisher, maybe saw him on the animated series, but that symbol just sort of represents, you know, to them what they're over there.
Do military
killing.
People gravitate yeah. towards that character because he is
I think because he's a Marine.
Veteran as well?
Yeah, and
how many
know,
superheroes have been in the military?
Yeah,
Captain America for sure. Oh.
He just represents so much for the troops. I mean, he's got PTSD. Mm-hmm. He's been in the thick of things in where he's been stationed. So I feel like he's a great, I guess, like hero for them to look up to in a time where there's so many heroes that represent so many others. Like this is so niche, like niche
well,
for them.
And you make a great point, Anthony, because as we see in this series, the Netflix series, that here's a guy who did everything that he was told to do in the name of his country, and all of these other vets in completely different ways, but they come home and the system doesn't work for them. And you see that play out throughout the course of the season. And obviously, none of them have the terrible, you know, return home that Frank Castle has. But I think that a lot of people can identify with the character because of the fact that, you know, you kind of can get screwed over when you come home. And, you know, this is a guy who doesn't take it lying down, and you know, it's, you can definitely question his motives. There are people on the show, you know, Karen Page in the Daredevil season two is, you know, she's fond of the guy, but she really doesn't like his methods.
She wants to get punished.
I was gonna say, they had a thing, right? She liked him.
Well, I was asking, you know, if he ever had love interest, but you say no.
No, he
I didn't really, I knew his general story.
It's not a real spoiler. He talks about it in the show, and it's, you know, he met, bless you, Erica, he met the girl of his dreams, he married her, and then she died, and I think he's not wired like that, like he just doesn't think that way. Mm. So I don't know if they've ever had anything, you know, in the comics where, anything I've read, no, it's just.
Quick one-nighter. with Karen Page
with the black cat.
Oh,
somebody who's dressed a little saucy.
Yeah, maybe he's not a kind of guy to talk about it.
Yeah. He doesn't advertise. Like.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You know,
a show without a love.
Speaking of the White Queen, she might be his type, but I don't know.
Who would be his like perfect match to make them like a power couple?
Oh, Black Widow for sure.
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
She'd beat him up though.
Or Elektra.
He'd like it.
Yeah. He'd like it.
So basically, two past girlfriends of Daredevil, Black Widow and Elektra. So if the Punisher wants to get into that territory, steal. Oh, and Karen Page, also a past girlfriend. So just take all Daredevil's ladies, and then you'll be fine.
Elektra would be a good match.
Yeah.
Well, she's also mentally darker, so she'd fit well with him. Because, you know, Black Widow, she's dark too, but I feel Elektra in the Netflix show is mentally, like, in a different space.
Maybe, like, the gifted incarnation of Polaris.
Yeah?
Why would you say that?
Oh, you didn't watch this week's episode.
Oh, she's getting dark.
She got scolded for throwing her knives around and, like, catching them right before they, like, fall into
her
chest.
Yeah.
Did Amy Acker scold her?
No,
you'd think she was.
Yeah,
she was too busy, like,
in
botany class.
No, it's her boyfriend.
You know?
Was it Flashlight?
That's her boyfriend. He's like, stop doing that.
Was it Flashlight? I mean,
Yeah.
Flashlight.
No, welder, because it says there's a part and he's welding, and it's like welding sounds.
Half flashlight, half welder.
ZSB Lou in the chat says that he would imagine Frank Castle pairing up with She-Hulk, the cousin of Hulk, Jennifer Walters. Okay. Is
getting
her name.
That green.
Yeah. it's like the third really dirty thing you said on this episode. Getting that green.
John Bernthal just put me in some kind of way.
It's the nose that did it to you. But anyway, I'm so glad we've talked about potential dates for the Punisher, because my whole thing was like, Supergirl, once it went over
to
CW.
I got a good question. Yeah. Who would you date if you could date any superhero? And let's pretend before you met your wife and had children.
Wait, are we saying Marvel TV or Marvel?
Yeah, Marvel. Well,
let's stick to Marvel.
Well, movies or TV?
TV?
Pick someone Marvel TV, but if you think of another Marvel character, you can put them in the number two spot. So, do you still need to think about it? Because my answer very quickly.
Okay.
Because I formulated my answer.
Okay.
This is not now. Okay.
He's so planned.
When I was a teenager,
at some point.
And I was in like middle school and high school, very quick answer would have been Kitty Pryde. I always loved her.
You love her.
I love Kitty Pryde. She's a great character.
Even as, that awful girl. What's her name?
Ellen Page.
Yeah.
Oh, she's okay. She's all right.
She was good as Kitty Pryde.
In Days of Future Past.
She could run.
No, she did the running really through the wall and could stop, and then they did the halfway and through the floor.
Yeah. And then
they could have done more with it. I agree.
And then when I was a little bit older, probably I would have tried to figure out how to steal Mary Jane Watson away from Peter Parker. But, you know. Not that I've really given it much thought.
Kirsten Dunst.
No, I'm talking about in the comic books.
Okay.
She was a supermodel. So, you know, I felt like, aim high. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's kind of a hard question because some of them you're like, well, they might be fun to like be with, but I'm like, I don't know if you could date them because some of them have too difficult.
They always have like human girlfriends.
Yeah. But, well, then I'm like, who are some of the humans? I like the Mary Jane example of like, who are human sidekicks within those worlds?
My real answer is Aunt May.
Well, is
Sally Treehold?
No, the old one from the old one.
He's older, but and I'd steal him from May, but I do like Coulson.
Oh, Agent Coulson.
Oh,
yeah. Sure.
So weird.
Yeah.
But he seems like he's a nice person.
Before he died or after he died?
After.
So, like, crazy robotic hand. And that just sounded really dirty. But the reason I mention it is that he seems different. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, like, he's been through more in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ZSB Lou in the chat says, Rogue and Storm, based on the 90s cartoon. He's picked two.
Yeah.
And sadly, by the way, no love for Jubilee. Nobody
I'd say
loves
Gambit from the cartoons and the comic books.
Yeah.
Jubilee complains a awful lot.
She does. She's kind of whiny.
Yeah, she has a yellow raincoat.
I'd get Rogue.
Rogue?
Well,
and
that'd
a
be great.
Pac-Man.
But then she'd knock you out. And you can't. You can't have Rogue. So.
I'll take it as long as I can.
All right.
I mean, except for looking at him, Deadpool. I mean, like his character within the movie.
Oh,
is
keep
so
the mask
fun.
On. Keep yeah, the mask keep on. The mask.
You're like yeah, a funny
I
mean, guy.
Yeah. When the Black Cat
yeah, there
dated,
you go. I like funny.
When the Black Cat dated Spider-Man, she hated Peter Parker, and she was like, "No, keep the mask on." So yeah, there's a kicky thing there. Michael, do you have a thought on this? You put this through all of us.
Oh gosh. I take most of them. I don't know. Like in the MCU.
Sure, yeah.
I'd probably pick Captain America.
It's hard to go wrong.
That's a very good choice.
Yeah.
I can see with Kraven.
What's that?
Kraven the Hunter.
Kraven the Hunter? Yeah. That's true.
I'd borrow those first.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd let you borrow yours first. That'd be great.
It's hard to go wrong with Captain America. It's
yeah,
true. I had no idea we were going to get into this tonight, but I'm glad we did.
It's like
the
spin the bottle yeah. in here.
Erica?
It's been raunchy tonight. I would say Daredevil. I've always had a thing for him.
All right.
He's
yeah.
Really
yeah, you want to, you know he's not going to leave you either because
yeah.
he'd like depend on you for everything.
No, he's very dependent. Aww.
And
independent.
Star Drew says Black Cat if he's
yeah?
a real man enough. So.
She's super voluptuous.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing is about getting sidetracked and not staying on the topic is that we really didn't talk about Punisher Warzone, which was terrible. And I think that movie, what happened with it, led to Marvel getting the rights to the Punisher back, basically. So...
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's like the Ben Affleck Daredevil. You know, it's like if that had been successful, there would
another good movie, which I'm not a fan of the lead actor.
I didn't hate it.
I liked that movie.
You liked Daredevil?
I even liked Elektra.
Oh, okay. We're talking something totally different now.
No, but this was, again, what age you see it that you're like, yeah, this is cool.
Were you going to say something, Anthony?
Well, just to speak on the Punisher Warzone, I thought it was a really great representation of how like hyper-violent the Punisher can be.
Yeah.
And also his height was actually more accurate. Like, the Punisher was a tall guy.
He is a tall guy, that's true.
When I saw Thomas Jane back in even in 2009, I was taller than Thomas Jane. So it's just like,
really?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. I bet you wouldn't be saying that if you'd met him.
I met Thomas Jane. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but if you met John
I get so confused. You met so many famous superhero actors. I just... Cool.
Yeah, and you're one of those superheroes.
Super Michael.
Super Michael. ZSB Lou in the chat mentioned Silver Sable, who will also factor into a Black Cat Silver Sable movie for Sony.
I can't wait to see who they cast for Black Cat.
I have very little faith in that movie being good, but I like those characters and I want
it to
be
sound
good.
Strange. Two women in a movie together.
We have a couple of quick and late entries here in the chat. Quake, as in Daisy from
yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, wow.
And
later.
And
yeah.
Jessica Jones.
Oh, God.
I
no thanks.
She'd be too much.
Wait, why
like,
didn't you say Luke Cage? Luke Cage is hot. What's the other
Jessica
one
Jones.
Of like... No.
You know what?
Why is he Jessica Jones and then who dated him?
But here's the thing. He's done time. And you know what? She doesn't want any convicts in her life. You know? I understand. Please. No. By the way, still waiting for anybody to say Danny Rand. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't heard
it.
No.
He's cute, right?
Yeah, but would you want to date him or hook up with him? No? Yeah, you're like, no.
That's for Colleen Wing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Colleen Wing. Anyway, yeah. I already picked Aunt May. I
know.
Nice.
Yeah. Misty Knight. Yeah, that's a good... See, look, there's so many. Well, you know, for anybody that is watching this, the archive version, mention in the chat any of your superhero crushes. But also, let's talk about The Punisher. You know, how many episodes in you are, what you thought of the show. And never saw Punisher the movie, but you know what? Just watched the Netflix show.
Yep.
And we'll talk a little bit more about it next week. So, you know, not everybody has to finish for next week. I know I will. But hopefully, if you're only four or five in or two, you know, just try and double the number you've seen.
Do it for us.
Okay. Yeah, do it for the show.
Wait,
what
episode are you on again?
I don't remember.
He's on 11. He's
While we've been doing the show, I've been watching number 12, so I'm mostly done with it. That's why the laptop is right here. So next week we will talk about Runaways, which premieres tomorrow, Tuesday the 21st, on Hulu. We'll still talk more about Punisher, and we'll see what else is going on. Really have to get caught up on The Gifted. Michael and I might spend 20 minutes just, you know, a little roundtable discussion about some of our favorite characters. Nobody had a superhero crush from anyone from The Gifted. And
I said Blink.
You did say Blink? Yeah. I didn't hear
Blink's
that.
Blink's a good choice.
Blink's a good choice.
I like that actress.
You could go anywhere, like Paris, Rome.
I like it.
Yeah, but she's not very good at her powers. And you're just using her for her powers. You know, I mean,
you don't know that.
Yeah, well, that's true. Anyway,
she has spunk. I like that.
It's true. There's not a lot of spunk on that show.
And if you like green eyes,
and I do,
she's the one.
She's the green eyes. Yeah. Anyway, fun conversation today, and I look forward to talking more about The Punisher next week and getting everybody's thoughts. But that's all we have for tonight. So, for me, I'm Christian Blatt, at ChristianDMZ. And tomorrow night, you can find me on AfterBuzz talking about President Trump on the Trump Report, which is a little different than this.
Just a little bit.
And Carrie, where can people find you?
Yeah, you guys can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And then tomorrow at 4, we have horror movie news. And next week is Vikings starting on Wednesday.
And next Sunday night, Carrie and I will be doing Star Trek Weekly. Yep. And we're going to be ranking all of the captains of the various Star Trek shows. And there's been so much commenting on the video since we posted it yesterday.
Okay,
people were really into that topic. And Michael, where can people find you?
You can find me at Michael X Shirley on Instagram and Twitter. And tomorrow night, you can find me and Maite Carrillo doing the Fashion TV roundup of the best and worst dressed from the AMA Awards at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on AfterBuzz.
And you can also be found at number one gifted fan on Twitter, or is that not you? That's somebody else?
Not yet. Okay. I don't want to take that from someone.
Somebody else. And Erica, where can people find you?
I'm Erica J. Green. You can find me on all social media at Erica J. A. Y. E. Green.
All right. Thanks so much, everybody. We will see you next Monday at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. But until then, Excelsior!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.